Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It's Saturday, the 26th of April, 2014. And the last couple of weeks have just like flown past. And I think as well, because it's been the Easter holidays for the kids from school, it's meant that I've struggled as well to set down some audio because I'm struggling to kind of find time where the kids aren't jumping off me and hanging off me. And then there's all the other stuff that's going on as well. So Over the last week, there's been some pretty decent recipes on the site. There's been a recipe for garlic beans, which is a good store cupboard staple to have. But it also links back to my homemade baked beans recipe, which is a real store cupboard staple for us, and it's far cheaper than you would expect. So it's something that I do like to make an awful lot and keep in the fridge for quick weekend suppers, evening suppers, or brunches. Stuff when you're on the go, when you don't really want to be cooking too much. The chocolate banana cake, using up leftover chocolate from Easter on the blog, was extremely popular this week. I've had a couple of people try out the recipe since and say that it is a huge hit. Now, it's not a banana bread. It is a very decadent chocolate banana cake, but it's well worth trying if that's the kind of thing that you like. I've also shared details of a new competition that Kerrygold have to win a trip to Ballymaloe and part of a course instructed by Rachel Allen. Honestly, if I could enter that competition, I so would. And yesterday I shared a little bit of background information about why I love Howth in Dublin so much, and also confirmed that I will be doing a food cookery demonstration at the Dublin Bay Prawn Festival in Howth this Sunday, so that's tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. I'll be sharing a top secret recipe from the book and a prawn recipe or two from the blog, and I'm really looking forward to that one as well. So it's been busy enough from a point of view of kind of working on writing projects. I'm writing for a couple of different people at the moment, and also trying to keep the blog going, which I'm just about managing, and then juggling the kids. I'm really looking forward to the 5-year-old going back to school tomorrow, because that means that then I'll only have the one to kind of entertain during the day, and I'm looking into some form of childcare for him 1 or 2 days a week. So that'll give me extra hours during the week to work more on some food-based projects, which is really, really interesting. So it's a short run now to, this is the last term now of the summer that starts on Monday. So the 14-year-old is in her room hiding away and studying because she'll be doing her junior certificate, interest certificate for those who go back that far. Basically, it's the you normally sit it between the ages of 14 and 15 in second level education, and it'll make a big difference to her once she gets that completed. So I'm just looking at my to-do list here, which is as long as my arm. I have to go out and do some shopping now and make sure that I have all of the equipment in and all the bits and pieces in for my food demonstration tomorrow. There is a book review to come there over the next week or so. There's a whole load of new recipes that I'll be working on and new projects. And there's a screeching 2-year-old in the background, so it's time for me to go. Have a good one.